Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to really fresh breaking news. Comes in the last day or so. Here's another choice piece of news. Dr. Birx. Remember Dr. Birx? Worked with Dr. Fauci, and she was solid on the coronavirus response, and Trump would try to undermine her. She now says that Trump occasionally would hold up graphs on the coronavirus that she never authored. He'd put up these graphs. These were Trump graphs or some troll in the White House. And he tried to make it sound like they came from experts in CDC, and they did not. They did not come from Dr. Birx. He basically lied about it. And it reminds me of what Governor DeSantis, right-wing Republican nut governor, nut job governor in Florida, has done by understating, undercounting deaths in that state from coronavirus. It really comes down to this, with very few exceptions. You cannot trust data on graphs or spoken by Republican governors, with a few exceptions. Larry Hogan of Maryland, I think the governor DeWine of Ohio probably is on the up and up. Charlie Baker up in Massachusetts, probably on the up and up. At least he's not going to put in fake graphs. Trump, I mean, he pulls us right out of, how can you go before a national audience with a fake chart and either say or imply that Dr. Birx did it? That's poor. That's cold. That's extremely cold. And because it does affect public policy. The other report out of Mar-a-Lago, because the few people that have stayed with Trump apparently betray him regularly and are sources for the press, say that he's furious at Dr. Fauci for saying that he's glad to be working with Biden. You know, and I've watched some of these interviews with Fauci, and I'll be honest with you, I look at it from the other perspective. Fauci is amazingly restrained. He doesn't say he didn't like working for Trump. He doesn't say anything bad about Trump at all. He doesn't mention Trump. Very gently and carefully, if Rachel Maddow, somebody says, well, is it different now? He'll sigh and he'll say, and what were you told to do and not allowed to do? And here's what he said. He said, I'm simply not going to comment on professional relationships that I was involved in prior to this administration and communications. I just am not going to comment on that. I mean, all I'll say is that I'm very glad to be working with this administration, where I have some leeway to discuss the science. Now, that's as gentle as you can get. That's not a diatribe against Donald Trump. But Donald Trump knows what he's getting at, because Donald Trump basically hit him under a bushel cover. He would not let him be interviewed. He wouldn't let him be interviewed by Rachel Maddow at all. He was afraid Rachel Maddow would ask him questions that would smoke Trump out. And Fauci very gently now, there's no diatribe, and yet Trump is furious. Here's a sad thing. A guy who was president of the United States, one of only 46 people in the history of the country, in the history of the world, was president of the United States. We've had hundreds of millions of people in this country over the centuries. And only 46. And that's not enough. Apparently, if he did this with grace, people might still flock to him and he'd be a serious threat in 2024. He's not anymore. He's sitting there brooding in a really, really childish, emotionally disturbed way. Emotionally disturbed. And the more he does it, the more people quit Mar-a-Lago. They don't want to be associated with losers, but they also don't want to be associated with nut jobs, which is the main thing. Another choice piece of news that just came out, really disgusting. They arrested a guy in Texas. Now, he wanted to kill two people. He threatened to kill two people on social media. Who do you think they were? One of them is he's threatened to assassinate Ocasio-Cortez because she's very high profile, progressive, and she attracts a lot of attention. The other one he wants to kill is the police officer who shot the protester Ashley Babbitt as she was breaking glass and she was crawling in to murder members of Congress. Ashley Babbitt was not just a Trumper. She was also QAnon, QAnon conspiracy. She was a veteran. She was in the service. It's a very sad thing, but that cop had no choice. I mean, they were outgunned, outmanned. They had like six guys crouching behind chairs, and others were ushering the congressman out. If that crowd had gotten in, they would have torn Nancy Pelosi apart limb from limb. They would have torn Mike Pence apart. It would have been like something out of the Middle Ages. It really would have been. They were rabid. Trump lathered them up. Giuliani lathered them up. Don Trump Jr. lathered them up. He did what he had to do, and it momentarily drove them back enough so that people could clear the Capitol floor and no members of Congress were killed. And this guy wants to kill Ocasio-Cortez and the police officer who was forced to defend the congressman by firing, and Ashley Babbitt was hit. There's a lot of nut jobs out there, a lot of nut jobs. And the problem is there always have been, there always will be. In the late 19th century, there were anarchists. There were anarchists who killed people. William McKinley was assassinated, and that kind of thing happens. But you don't have nut jobs from the other party urging them to commit violence. And Trump's urging of violence goes back to the 2015 and 16 campaign, where he said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. Let me tell you something, he should have been arrested for that. The Secret Service and the FBI did not have the guts to do it because he was a candidate and it would have swung the election. Comey didn't care. Comey went and attacked Hillary for something that turned out to be false and did not say he also had Trump under investigation for collusion with the commie Ruskies. And the Secret Service let him off on that and said, you shouldn't have said it. If you were anybody else, we would have put you in jail when you threaten a presidential candidate. And you know what he did? He smirked and he went out. And you know what he did? He held a press conference and said, Hillary Clinton's security detail should be disarmed. And then he smirked because that he thought was oblique enough not to get him arrested. If you or I said that, we would get a visit from the Secret Service. This guy has encouraged assassination for 5 years. Let's be very blunt about that. He's encouraged violence for 5 years. Nobody in our politics before has done that. No presidential candidate has ever said that about his opponent. No presidential candidate has ever said, march on the Capitol, I'm with you, and you have to show strength. Well, Congress is, this wasn't just a regular day. Congress is convening to discharge their constitutional duties to certify the election. And these people went up thinking that Trump was with them, the president. The president is one branch of government, encouraging them to attack another branch of government. So they figured, what the heck? If he had not done all of that, they wouldn't have even come to Washington in those numbers. There would have been a few nut jobs, but by and large, they would not have come to Washington. They come there, they get lathered up, people get killed, and Trump is sitting in Mar-a-Lago feeling sorry for himself and feeling vengeful. Vengeful Dr. Fauci, he said that. Dr. Fauci's had death threats. He has security for him and his family. The one thing that makes him angry, because he's a guy that he doesn't look like he's ever been angry. One thing that got him angry is the fact that there are the death threats. And I don't blame him. Now, he's the gentlest guy in the world that never says much other than wear a mask and let's believe in the science. And that's getting him threats. Trump, whoever Trump threatens will get threats. So Katie Tour of MSNBC was covering a rally and he kept pointing at her, said she's the enemy. She needed security to get to her car in the parking lot. He said that journalists are the enemy of the people. They need security to get to their car in the parking lot. This is what's happening. You guys out there, I don't care if you're Republicans, independents, or what you are, get violence out of our politics because it can go both ways and that destroys our politics. I oppose it, I abhor it, and we've got to get it out. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.